Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
Let's play, and let's do it with Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Welcome to Big Money Minute.
Thank you.
Are you ready to win $1,000 on a Friday?
That would make my day.
Hell yeah. Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, 10 questions. You get them all right, you get the money. You tell me when you're ready to play.
Ready.
Ready, set, go.
Name a Bay Area city that starts with an A.
Pass.
Peter Piper had a patch of pickled what?
Peppers.
What number did Jerry Rice wear when he was playing for the 49ers?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
32 ounces equals how many pounds?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
True or false, Portland is the capital of Oregon.
False.
Who wrote the book Pet Sematary?
Stephen King.
Who is known for taking a midnight ride and warning everyone the British are coming, the British are coming?
Pass.
Spell interrogate.
I-N-T-E-R-R-O-G-A-T-E.
Name a type of crustacean.
Crab.
Yeah. All right, let's go through them. We didn't get to all 10. Name a Bay Area city that starts with an A. We would have taken Antioch, Alameda, American Canyon, Albany, Alamo.
Atherton.
Any of those would have worked.
Okay, rub it in.
There's lots of them.
Peter Piper had a patch of pickled peppers. Jerry Rice wore the number 80. Very iconic here in the Bay Area.
That's right.
32 ounces equals 2 pounds. Portland is not the capital of Oregon. You did get Stephen King as the author of Pet Sematary. It was Paul Revere that did that famous midnight ride. You do know how to spell, though, interrogate. That was absolutely correct.
A lot of great spellers. Everyone's great with spelling that calls and plays.
A crab is a crustacean. You got that one right. And we only got through 9 of the 10. Thank you for playing, Lisa.
Thank you.
We will send you a little prize pack. I'm sorry? Okay, bye-bye. I don't know what she said at the end there. All right, we are coming back. We have your 7:30 Dirty on the way. And if you are like me and Greg and producer Art, we love our AirPods. We have them in all the time. Well, they may be causing you some serious health issues. We'll give you the details in the dirty. It's 99.7 now. It's Big Bay Mornings on your Friday. Welcome to the weekend. We made it, everybody. Benny is here. Greg is here. Producer Art screaming at us off the air to get our stuff together. He's here. And, of course, October, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And today is National Mammography Day. So we encourage you ladies and gentlemen to make an appointment. But we have once again teamed up with Kara's Cupcakes to do something very special.
Yeah, and every Friday we have a special cupcake, special flavor at all the Bay Area Kara's locations. Today's flavor is pink velvet. It's a red velvet cupcake with a pink sweet vanilla icing or frosting. So get into Kara's. They also have the chocolate raspberry cheesecake cupcake.
I want them all.
That's there throughout the month. They all have the Big Bay Morning logo on it, the 99.7 logo on it, and the money raised from that is going to the Breast Cancer Emergency Fund. For locations to Kara's or details, you can go to Kara'sCupcakes.com or 997now.com. But this would be a great time to get some cupcakes, take them to the office, and help the Breast Cancer Emergency Fund. And that money stays local. The money helps women, men who are going through cancer treatment to help pay their bills, their everyday expenses. It is expensive, unfortunately, in this country to be sick. And the Breast Cancer Emergency Fund, they step in and they help you pay your bills while you are sick. It's an amazing organization.
It is.
So all you have to do is buy cupcakes at Kara's to help with that organization.
Please do that. It's an important cause. All right, 7:30 Dirty's on the way. We're going to let you know the average age of when your social life peaks. What's that age? You finally got a little bit of money. Your social life is, you're having fun. We'll let you know if it rings true for you inside your 7:30 dirty.
You know, if I didn't get up at 4 a.m., my social life could peak a lot better.
Naps. It's all about the naps. Got to go home, take a power nap, and then you're good to go to dinner. Poptopia artist Lizzo is on 99.7.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo announced yesterday a plan for the city to build its own electrical grid in order to bypass PG&E. Bye, Felicia. The average person's social life peaks at age 29, according to a new survey. Partly because you can finally afford to do stuff, yes. And you're still young enough to have the energy to do it.
I don't know. I think my college years were the peak of my social. I mean...
Yeah, but you're broke. So you can't afford to go to a nice dinner or go to something fun or vacation.
You didn't need to eat in college.
Top ramen for life.
Yes. Top ramen and Mad Dog 2020.
Oh.
Sorry. It was fun. And University of Texas football games? That was a blast.
Health officials are warning that the spike in earbud and AirPod usage is leading to a big increase in ear infections. They're saying it's because we're blocking our ears' ability to get rid of buildups of dirt, sweat, and wax. They're recommending don't have them in 24/7 and make sure you clean your ears and your earbuds regularly. After reading this story, I disinfected my earbuds and I gave them to you to disinfect. I gave you a wipe and you a wipe.
But did you ever clean them before? Because I did not, and I've had them over a year.
I've used the Q-tip. I didn't have any disinfectant stuff, but I used a Q-tip to get rid of some wax. It's gross. If you look at your AirPods, you'll see some earwax in there.
Oh, trust me.
So gross.
Oh, I just go like this.
Oh, Jesus. Stop.
You gotta blow it out.
Puke this morning.
You gotta blow it out.
Sassy sports.
The Warriors play their last preseason game tonight at Chase Center against the Lakers. They start the regular season next week against the Clippers. After an 0-4 start to the Sharks, have turned it around, winning three games in a row, and they can make it four games in a row against Buffalo on Saturday night at the Shark Tank. That would make their record 4-4, completing the turnaround. And for the first time in weeks, the 49ers and the Raiders will play on the same Sunday. Raiders travel to Green Bay to take on the Packers, and the 49ers, they travel to Washington to take on the Redskins. Remember, the 49ers could be 6-0 after this weekend.
Wait.
10 a.m. Those are your start times. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Jonah Hill is out of the upcoming Batman movie. Remember we talked about him. He was supposed to be the Penguin in the upcoming Batman movie, but it fell through. The creators of the Showtime hit Billions are reportedly working on a new show about Uber. No word on the release date yet. And Showtime's also making a new show on Tekashi 6ix9ine.
All right, if you don't know who he is, he's the rapper turned informant. And, you know, every other rapper is like, he gonna get it when he gets out.
It's gonna be based on his personality, his fame, and, of course, the legal problems if he makes it. And maybe the death of him, too.
Just Benny, kidding. You can't say that.
I'm just kidding. Okay, we are going to come back and go down home with Greg's mom, Jinja.
Yes, my dad is having a meltdown because he can't find his tractor. How do you lose a tractor? Well, you'll find out. That's coming up when we go down home with my mom, Ginger.
And right after that, we were talking earlier. We're going to continue the conversation because there are so many texts and phone calls coming in about the things guys do that are creepy. They may be unaware of them, or they may be aware of them, but ladies, what are those creepy things guys do, like asking, you know, where's my hug? Or saying, oh, you're perfect after just knowing you for a couple of minutes.
Can I tell you this? When I was walking to the parking garage 2 days ago, two girls walking in front of me having a conversation. This guy is coming the other direction. He walks as close as he can to the one girl. When he passes her, brushes her arm, and she looks at him, and he says, nice dress.
So creepy.
It was, she rolled her eyes and kept walking, but I was like, that's not even a nice dress. So I know he's just being, as a gay guy, I know a nice dress, and it wasn't even cute. So he was just being a creeper. If it happens to you, ladies, we want to hear your story. 888-456-9970.
It's coming your way next.
All right. You wouldn't want to be in trouble with me. always good. Food is always good.
Ginger Cheryl.
Boom! I got that number memorized.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's not morning here.
Yes, it is.
You always have to be. You know what? They always tell me that I'm difficult and I have to be like contrarian. And I got it from my mother.
But you're only 2 hours ahead, so it's still morning. As long as it's before noon, it's morning.
I need to talk to HR anyway.
Well, Greg's going to speak to them today, so he can relay any message you have.
Yeah, I got to go and ask for your raise.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Actually, what I want to talk about is why Dad has been banned from the AT&T store.
Yeah, what's this about?
Well, you see, we had an upgrade on our phone about a week ago.
He went in there with a shotgun and demanded they give him two new iPhones free
at night, and they didn't tell him, and he
didn't tell him
get to use his phone. He didn't know how to use it anymore because it wasn't in Russian.
You know how
what
the,
you say wait did you hear Russians?
You know how the phone, like my dad's phone, upgraded on its own.
Oh, automatically.
Like automatically, oh, yeah. Had it plugged in, whatever, and then it had all the new features on it. Well, he was furious. He went to AT&T.
What's this Bitmoji I have here?
He went to AT&T and demanded that they take it off.
Benny, you never did hear the story about his phone breaking, did you?
No, tell me.
He was complaining about his phone. He couldn't understand anything on it. And I said, well, give it to me. Let me look at it. Well, I started looking at it, and it was in Russian.
He had it. He had accidentally switched the language. And he said his phone was broken.
So hard. I'm not kidding you. I had to go change my drawers. It was so funny.
Tell Benny, if you were in a raffle at church, what do you think the prizes might be?
Now, you got to take in consideration this is Texas.
Gun, a revolver.
You got it?
Really?
Dang.
Doesn't that seem a little against what God wants?
My mother won a gun at church.
What?
She wins everything.
I do?
Mom, you're the lucky one. My mom has won a truck in a raffle before. She won like $9,000 at the casino on one, like put $1 in there and won that.
I won the secret sound for $5,000, but I
oh, yeah, the
my
secret
money.
Sound that we won't give you. Oh, and thanks a lot for checking on us on Monday.
I didn't know anything about it. I checked on you on the first one, and you were safe, so I didn't know anything about the second one.
Yeah, there was that huge earthquake Monday, and my mom didn't even bother to call me.
We made it okay, though.
I asked you if you had your will in order.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
If you don't act right, Mom, I'm about to change out my beneficiary.
Ooh,
you know,
can you put my name on it?
You know, Mom, you're on all my stuff, but...
Oh, Greg, have I told you lately? I love you.
Yeah, there she goes.
We're talking about today creepy things that men do that they think are okay, but are actually super creepy. So think back maybe when you were working at the bank or something like that. You know, men will say, hey, where's my hug? Or maybe they go and give like you a shoulder massage or something. Was there any weird things that the men thought were okay, but really you're like, this is weird. Why are you doing this?
I couldn't even tell you what it was like back in my day.
Like way worse?
It was acceptable back in my day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, which really it never should have been.
But didn't you want to slap him?
No, I liked it.
Oh, my goodness!
Mom.
And on that note, we love you, Ginger. Have a fantastic weekend.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Lord, they're just a different generation, I guess.
Okay, thank you, everybody on hold. We will get to your calls on the creepy things guys do, like 650, text it in. Touching my belly. I'm pregnant, and I don't know who you are. Get your hand off my belly. 99.7 now. Big Bay Mornings, talking about creepy things that guys do. What are those creepy things? Like, you know, hassling someone for a date because you know that she doesn't have a boyfriend. Like, come on, you're single. Just go out with me.
Somebody had texted in earlier about that in the office that a guy kept asking her out on dates and she would say no, so then he would just stare at her in the office. I mean, that's creepy.
So creepy. Hi, Jasmine. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us the creepy thing that guys do.
Okay, so this creepy thing that guys do is I will go to give them a hug, and we'll give a hug. That's great. And then as we pull away, they'll let their hand kind of hover over my butt so they can cop a feel.
What?
Wow, I mean, Lord.
Yes, and they've also done it to my chest. And a couple of times, I've gotten a full squeeze, and I've had to tell people that's really uncomfortable, and please don't do that.
Yeah, and highly inappropriate.
Yes. I'm also very heavily tattooed, so I get a lot of guys who want to, like, rub my tattoos or, like, you know, touch my skin.
On our list, that's one of them, where it says guys will, like, move a piece of clothing to get a better look at the tattoo so they could see the whole thing.
Yes, that too, all the time.
Man, now, that is just creepy.
Let me ask this. Obviously, the cupping thing, totally no go. But in terms of hugging, do guys, should they wait for the woman to initiate it? Like, see that you're kind of coming in for the hug, and then we go?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how long you've known a person. I work in a place where everybody's really friendly, so I give out a lot of hugs.
Yeah, and I guess my wife was saying, I was talking to her about this list last night. She said, well, you know, and really the only difference between creepy and romantic is how attracted you are to that person. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because if you're attracted, then it's okay. Yeah. But if you're grossed out, it's like, no.
Yeah. That's fair.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Jasmine.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
You too. Okay. You ready to upset some people? Let's go over to Adam on line 9.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see what the big problem is. I'm a manager at an office. And, you know, I give all the women a hug in the morning as a way of saying good morning. Give all the dudes high fives.
I think that's the problem. You really go around
all,
and give,
you
all,
give
yeah.
them all hugs.
Well, let's start here. How many people roughly in your office?
Oh, about 20.
Okay. And so how many are women, you think? Half? Less? More?
Yeah, about half.
It's just bad productivity. You should be working, not hugging.
You're walking in first thing in the morning and literally walking around and giving 10 women hugs?
Yeah, just a way to say, hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Is there HR at your office?
He is the HR manager. No.
I mean, has anybody ever complained on you?
Not to my knowledge.
I mean, I guess if people like the hugs, I just think.
I don't know. I'm guaranteed out of those 10, there's a few that are uncomfortable by this.
Well, nobody said anything to me about it, so.
That doesn't mean they're not uncomfortable.
You do keep your hands above the waist, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not paying attention to how I'm doing it.
I don't know, Adam. I think that's probably a no-no. I would stop doing that if I were you, but I'm gonna let the Bay Area call and text and give us their thoughts.
I'm just trying to keep it friendly, keep us feeling like a family.
Yeah, sister wives.
Feel free to roast him at 888-456-9970. We're going to take a break. Come back. We'll take more of your calls. Plus, at 810, we're playing Big Money Minute. We've got $1,000 up for grabs if you can answer 10 questions. Creepers, creepers, creepers. It's 99.7 now. Big Bay Mornings. Talking the creepy things that guys do. We have a list from Reddit that we're going through, and it's just the weird things. Like guys asking, where's my hug? Or unsolicited shoulder massages? Or telling someone you look perfect after meeting them, you know, a few minutes before that. And actually, a few people called in and said, we should do the creepy things, and it was women that called, that women do that are funnier than these ones. Guys can be creepy, but you know how, like, women will, I don't know, they meet somebody and they could be like, oh my god, our babies are gonna look perfect together. Like things like that.
Women do that?
Yeah.
I don't. One thing that I can't stand that women say, I'll say this. I can't stand when women, when you first meet somebody, men or women, and they say, I'm a hugger. I don't care if you're a hugger. Don't touch me. Like, I don't like it. It's like, if you're a hugger, then hug yourself. So I just want to say hello. How are you doing?
Maybe on Monday we'll do that list. Right now we're talking the creepy things that guys do. In the office.
Tons of texts is in the office. Women hate to be called sweetheart.
Oh, that's
tons of texts. But it happens all the time. Women are texting in. Men call me sweetheart all the time. It's so degrading.
So degrading. And, yeah, highly inappropriate. Hi, Crystal. What's the creepy thing that's been done to you?
So one time I was in line at the Kaiser Pharmacy line, and this, like, random guy came up to me, and he just, like, tapped me on my shoulder and looked at my feet, and he was like, you got some nice feet.
Oh, Lord. So he tapped you on your shoulder.
Yeah, he was standing, like, two people behind me, and he just, like, looked at me, and the look he gave me, and just said, you have some nice feet. And everybody around me heard, and just, like, few people looked at my feet. It was so awkward, so creepy.
What did you do? Just, like, give him a blank stare and then turn around again?
I was just like, thanks. I don't know. I was trying to come if I had sandals on. I'm like, that's so creepy.
Was his name Hannibal Lecter?
Hello, Clarice. Hello, Crystal. Oh, man. All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
You guys have a nice day.
All right. Let's give out some money here in a few minutes.